Hi everyone, Jennifer Hancock here with Humanist Learning Systems, and today I want to talk about positive psychology, understanding the science. So first, why? Why are we talking about this? Yesterday I was out at an amusement park. I live in Florida. I was at Walt Disney World, specifically Edge of the Galaxy, the Star Wars land, and I was in line for like an hour and a half for the Smuggler's Run ride. And so I started talking to the people around me, and the woman in front of me is a teacher. And she, when she found out what I do, she had a lot of questions about positive psychology because it's something she's being taught. She was a clinical psychologist, went to school, has a degree in clinical psychology, and she's decided she wants to be a teacher. And one of the things she's learning is this new thing, and I'm going to put new in air quotes, called positive psychology. And she had never heard about it before, which kind of shocks me. And she really wanted to learn more about, you know, what I thought about it, because it's behavioral modification. And there were a couple of things that she said that kind of disturbed me about the way positive psychology is being taught that are kind of problematic. And that is that they're being taught not to use the words no and stop with kids in the school. Because no and stop, and I'm going to put this in air quotes, are negative terms. So no and stop are not negative terms. They're just words, right? Words don't have magical powers. They have attached to them whatever we bring to the table with them. They're just arbitrary sounds. And how you respond to those sounds can be positive, negative, or neutral. And that is what would make it positive, negative, or neutral. But in behavioral conditioning, you don't consider no and stop to be negative. They're what we call deltas, which is a signal to the other person that something's wrong, you need to stop. Now, if you're issuing a no or a stop to a child, and the child stops, you should positively reinforce them for stopping, because that is the desired behavior you want. There is nothing negative about them stopping when asked to stop. That's a very positive thing. So the words themselves don't carry those connotations. I think what's happening is people are bringing to them. All right, so why did she ask me about this, and why am I an expert enough to pontificate on this? Well, I was apprenticed in operant conditioning. That is me on a dolphin. That's me training a dolphin in college. I apprenticed in behavioral psychology, apprenticed in operant conditioning at a dolphin cognition research laboratory in college. So for me, and what I told her is that you only, like, when with a dolphin, you can't punish a dolphin. Like, if a dolphin does not behave the way you want in a tank, there's absolutely nothing you can do to that dolphin to make them change. Negative reinforcement is not an option. You only have positive reinforcement that you can use, or non-reinforcement, no removal of reward. But those are it. You cannot punish a dolphin. You cannot harm them in any way, shape, or form. So for me, first off, you know, positive psychology is not really new. It's just applying the teachings of behavioral psychology, what we've known for the past 70 years. There's no counterexamples in the literature. Finally applying that to things like parenting and teaching kids how to behave, which is all really good. The main way I apply this is that I do teach people how to get bullying to stop using operant conditioning, specifically the technique we call extinguishing an unwanted behavior. And again, this is operant conditioning. I learned this training dolphins. It's operant conditioning 101. But it always kind of surprises me that people with psychology backgrounds never really learned behavioral psychology. They learned humanistic psychology, and I know, you know, look down in the corner, it says Humanist Learning Systems. I'm a humanist that teaches behavioral psychology, and it is what it is. I'm philosophically humanist, and behaviorally behavioral. But here's the thing that I kind of wanted her to take away is that a word in and of itself is not positive or negative or neutral. That is what we bring to it. If you positively reinforce a word, it is going to be a positive thing. The question isn't what specific words you should use or not use, because that's not what a behavioralist is concerned about. Like, we're concerned about what behavior we are rewarding or not rewarding, not the words being used to do it. The words are just window dressing. All right. No, the words no and stop should be used as something like what we call a delta. Okay, so let's go back to the dolphin. If we asked the dolphin to do something and they didn't do it quite the right way, maybe they approximated it or something was wrong, we would call them back to station and we would, you know, tap the side of the wall and let them know to come back to station. The behavior, we didn't pronounce their behavior good or bad. We called them back to station, and the behavior we wanted was them coming back to station. And if they came back to station, we thanked them, right? So we were very intentional about what is the behavior we want. And we didn't even pay attention to the wrong behavior, because except to say that's not right, come back to station and we'll try again. So with human kids, parents use no and stop as deltas all the time. And the behavior we're expecting is for the kid to stop and look at us. Stop running into the street and just look at us. And then we'll call you back, right? And if a kid stops and looks at you, thank them for stopping to look at you when you issue these words. There is nothing inherently negative about no and stop. They're just deltas. And you cannot train behavior you want and eliminate the behavior you don't want unless you're using deltas and bridges. Deltas are signals that you need to stop and come back. And bridges are, that was great. We're really proud of you. That's it. There's nothing negative in there, right? So when we're talking about positive psychology, we're talking about removing negative reinforcement. Because as I was taught with dolphins, negative reinforcement is still reinforcement. So you either positively reinforce or you say that was wrong, come back to station. There is no punishment for coming back to station, because if you punish kids for coming back to station, they're not going to want to come to you, right? You have to positively reinforce that. Deltas like no and stop are not inherently negative. They're just a delta. If you positively associate positive things with a delta, then you will positively reinforce the delta, which is to stop and come back, which is what you want. All right. The words themselves are not relevant. You could blow a whistle or clap your hands. It's really just a sound to get the person's attention. And then if you get their attention, thank them for paying attention to you. And that positively associates the delta, the sound, the noise, the word, with the behavior you want, which is for them to stop. Now, if you wanted to positively associate no and stop as positive things, you might not be able to totally do that, because others are probably using those words in a negative way. They're probably negatively reinforcing this. Kids that refuse to come back to the adult after they've been issued delta have been negatively reinforced when they come back. And usually what happens is that the kid's going off to do something dangerous. The parent shrieks, no, please stop. And the kid stops and comes back to the parent, and the parent issues them a lecture and is still in freak out mode because their adrenaline's running because their kid almost got run over by a car or whatever it is. And so the kid associates that as a negative. And so they associate the behavior, which was returning to their parent, with a negative consequence. And that's what you want to avoid. The words are not in and of themselves negative. Your behavior to the child in response to their behavior is either positive, negative, or neutral. So let's talk about those, because I don't think you can understand how to use positive psychology unless you really understand your response, because this is all about your response. when there's a behavior, we either like it or we don't like it, or it's nah. It's neither good nor bad. With something that's positive, we're going to want to do it again. Something that's negative, we're not going to want to do it again. That's pretty self-explanatory. Neutral is just, it's not good or bad. So if you want to use positive psychology, you need to be very intentional about how you respond to what your child's behavior is. Because if they do something good, like stop, when you ask them to stop, you should positively reinforce them. And that means not being angry with them that they stopped. I know you're angry about the thing that they were doing right before they stopped, but this is about positivity. They stopped. That's good. Thank them and then redirect into what you want. Negative reinforcement is just going to reinforce the behavior. If you say stop and the kid stops and then gets a spanking, they're going to learn stopping is the last thing they want to do. Right? So you're going to actually reinforce the behavior you don't want, which is not stopping. You want them to stop when you ask them to stop. And by giving them a punishment when they do stop, you're going to positively reinforce not stopping, if that makes sense. All right, so punishment doesn't really work. If you want an unwanted behavior to stop, you need to positively train up a delta, like stop or no, positively reinforce children when they stop, and then you will have the ability to stop a kid from doing something stupid that they shouldn't be doing. All right. Now, if you're more concerned about the other behavior that was happening before they stop, what happens is they're doing whatever they're doing. You ask them to stop. They stop. You thank them for stopping. You give them a reward for stopping. Good job. Thank you for listening. Now, let's address the behavior that happened before that and maybe redirect them into how they can get a positive reward for doing something completely different, right? That's the redirection. But you can't do this without a delta and a bridge. The delta is the signal to stop, and the bridge was that was good. It's the positive social response. So don't use your deltas, your no's, and your stops as something negative. Don't focus on the words that you're using as the delta, and don't confuse the focus on the words. No and stop are not negative words. They're just deltas. Don't treat them as negative. The thing that I think worries me about the conversation I had and the reason I wanted to talk about it is because, if focusing on the specific words and not that you should or should not use is missing the point entirely. Because if you're focused on words, you're not really focused on whether you are responding to whatever the situation is positively or negatively. And that is what the problem is. Positive psychology is all about being very intentional and very cognizant of the behavior you are reinforcing and positively reinforcing the behavior you want. Also, it kind of disturbed me that someone with a degree in clinical psychology, a practicing clinical psychologist who is now a teacher, thought that this was in some way new. All right. Behavioralists have been studying behavior forever. Every time we have 7 decades of research on the impact that positive, negative, and neutral responses have on the shaping of behavior. None of this is new. It bothers me that clinical psychologists are not being taught this. It seems to me it should be integrated into their education. But every time I come across someone who's talking about positive psychology, it's like they just discovered it, read up on it. Whoever's doing this training, it's new to them. And they read the papers and the behavioral psychology research, or they read someone who did a summary about how behavioral operant conditioning works or CBT works. They read up on it, but they don't fully understand it, but they start teaching it anyway. And that's how we get to the don't use the words no, or don't use the words stop, because those are negative. They're not negative. They're just deltas. All right. And yeah, I get banned from positive psychology, positive like parenting boards, because apparently I'm not positive enough, because I am willing to admit that sometimes you need to ask a kid to stop and you should positively reinforce them for that. Anyways, I was apprenticed in this. It's frustrating to listen to teachers who've been through a positive psychology training not really understand what it was they were just taught, especially someone with a background in psychology. And she was a lovely person. I enjoyed the hour and a half we spent with her. It was fun on the ride with her. It was great. But I think people who are teaching psychology need to do a better job in the colleges of teaching the behavioral part, especially since it's integrated so much now into cognitive behavioral therapy, rational behavior therapy, things like that. I don't think we can help people change their behaviors unless we understand how behaviors are learned and unlearned. And that requires a really firm grounding in behavioral psychology. None of this is new. This underpins everything. Like, you can't do positive psychology unless you understand the impact that positive, negative, and neutral responses have. And so if you're a parent listening to this, just understand, be intentional about what is the exact behavior you want. If you want a child to stop when you ask them to stop, then positively reinforce them for stopping when you ask them to stop. Thank them. This is great. I really appreciate you stopping. Now let's have a conversation about how you might do things differently to get what you want. Right? That's how that works. Thanks.